I'm Lisa Carton, and we're spending a few moments with singer-songwriter Crystal Bowersox. And if you recall, Crystal was a 2010 finalist and my personal favorite on American Idol. We're so happy to have her here. Crystal has been performing since she was 10 years old, and her music has been met with critical acclaim. She's also collaborated with such talents as the late Joe Cocker and B.B. King, Alanis Morissette, Melissa Etheridge, and so many more. But due to the vigorous taping and rehearsal schedule of American Idol, Crystal nearly lost her spot on the show due to a short hospitalization and vowed to make it her mission to touch others impacted by diabetes. Which leads me to say, welcome, Crystal, and thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
What do you think of our bend?
I've been here before. I love it here. It's gorgeous. And I really miss the Northwest. I lived in Portland for a few years, and of course, now I'm a Nashvillian.
That's what you would say. Well, anyway, besides your singer-songwriter duties and talents, you also have a brand new role that will impact so many children. Why don't you tell me about it?
Sure. I am proud to say that I'm an ambassador for Lily Diabetes. And what we do is I'll be going around to kids' camps, talking to kids with type 1 diabetes, because I know how they feel. I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when I was 6 years old, and it can be a very lonely experience. It's a balancing act between food and exercise and medication, and you feel like an outsider as a kid. So I want them to know they're not alone.
What are some of the obstacles that kids face when they find out that they do have type 1? Because as a young kid, there could be some challenges.
Absolutely. A low blood sugar can be very dangerous, and high blood sugars over an extended amount of time can cause complications later in life, and, you know, sometimes a coma, possibly even death. But my role as an ambassador for Lily Diabetes is to tell these kids they can do anything they dream of. If you manage your diabetes well, it will not manage you, and there's no reason to hold back on dreaming big in life.
I definitely hear that message. And Lily Diabetes has found attending a diabetes summer camp can be a really great and valuable experience for kids actually learning to live with the disease.
For sure. Some of these kids will learn how to give themselves their injections by themselves for the very first time, which will lead to, you know, lifelong independence. They're going to form friendships that they'll have for the rest of their lives. I still have friends that I talk to from my camp experience.
What kind of things are you going to tell the kids? What kind of message do you want to impart? And what are their ages?
I think over 300 camps across the country that Lily Diabetes supports, and ages are from 8 to 18. My message to these kids is, let's be real. There are a lot of athletic type 1 diabetes role models, you know, who seem to have it all together and it seems perfect. And so when kids have a bad day where their blood glucose is high or they weren't able to do it just right, I want them to know they are not their blood glucose reading. You internalize that.
Because they're so preoccupied with trying to cope with it and understand it as a young kid.
Sure. And it's a self-managed issue. You know, your doctor isn't with you every day. You have to control what you eat, what goes into your body, how much medication you take. But the thing about it is, it's a constant guessing game. There isn't a true science to it. One day is different than another, and you tend to feel bad about yourself if your blood sugar is bad. But I want them to know that they don't have to feel that way. It's just information.
But there are some positive things that kids can take away from this. It's learning some independence, learning about your health, some life lessons, perhaps?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Camp was, for me, one of the greatest growing experiences of my life in my diabetic life. So I hope that the kids will come away with something they'll remember forever.
You're headed to Sisters, to Camp Tamarack.
I am. There'll be about 75 kids, ages 8 to 18, and we're just going to hang out. You know, I get to tell them my story about when I was diagnosed and how I felt and how I've managed to rise above that, and then we're just going to play. We're going to have a lot of fun.
If I were those kids, I'd be really excited.
Well, I wonder if any of them were, if they actually were able to watch the show in 2010 or not.
But what a great message to try to impart to kids and to give them some support. It's important.
Absolutely. When I was growing up, the only person in the public eye that I knew of who had type 1 was Mary Tyler Moore. And there wasn't anyone in my age group. And so I think nowadays, it's great that they have so many role models, and I'm just really honored that I get to be one of them and get to hang out.
Well, speaking of one of my idols and probably one of your role models, you had a chance to play and get to know B.B. King.
B.B. King actually had type 2.
But still you could relate.
Absolutely. Yeah, we did an ad campaign together and actually flew my dad in when we did that commercial.
Because he's a blues fan.
My dad is a huge blues fan, and he cried. But that was a highlight of my life, getting to work with B.B. King. And someone who does have type 1 is Mr. Nick Jonas, and he's been quite the advocate and also an ambassador for people living with type 1. So we're out there, and we're working hard to make sure these kids aren't feeling alone.
Well, you know what I'm going to ask you to do? I'm going to ask you to sing a little, if you wouldn't mind.
I wouldn't mind. I've got a little rasp going, so I'll use it to my benefit, I guess. This is a song. This is not released. This is a new song. Should be on an upcoming record. Don't have any plans to record quite yet, but this will be on whatever record comes out next.
Okay.
This is called Until Then.
You painted me a picture. Something you thought I would like to see. Your face to me like scripture, a book I've always intended to read. Your mother's mind and bravery, your father's heart and lines and stubbornness. No, your demons couldn't shake me, but they drove you like a train that came and went. I couldn't slow you down. No, no, no. Nothing could slow you down. But if you turned around, baby, well, the headlights are fading. Come on home, boy, I'll be here. Until then, honey, I'll be waiting. Till that last bright burning star disappears. You ain't much for conversation. You say because there's way too much to say. Town is easy, but love is complicated, and that's why you couldn't stay. I couldn't slow you down. No, 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 when nothing can slow you down. But if you turned around, baby, well, the headlights are fading.
Oh my gosh. gosh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for doing that.
Thank you.
What was the title of that again?
That's called Until Then. And unfortunately, you can't buy it anywhere quite yet, but the full produced version will be on the next record.
Are you going to sing for the kids?
I am.
They're going to love it. I know you probably have to run, but I want to thank you, Crystal Bowersox, singer and acclaimed songwriter and also spokesperson for Lily Diabetes. You will certainly inspire a lot of kids to reach their dreams. And thank you so much for spending a few moments with us.
Thanks for taking the time. I hope it makes a difference in their lives. And I just want to say to everyone out there listening, I hope you have a great day.
It most definitely will make a difference. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.